Today's Mishnah, Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet, and we're holding at Mishnah Vav. So, remember that the only type of mayim which can be machshir is mayim that was in a kli. Mayim that are mechuborim are not, because in the parasha of Echshir, it says, Amashka asher yishate b'chol kli. So that means if this is in its natural state in the ground, it's not going to be makabel tuma. It's not even going to be mash of makabel tuma is what I should say. And therefore, we learn out from there, the lashon of the limud, and ma kli is miyuchad, shuhu tolosh min hakarka u'machshir, av kol shu tolosh min hakarka is machshir. Masha'inkein, if you have mayim that are inside of some kind of cistern or that are in a mikveh, those things are certainly not going to be machshir. So in this case, you've got these turmasin, and you'll remember the turmasin that they sell over here, Druze love those turmasim. They need hours and hours of cooking in order to make them roy l'achila. They're a bean that gets the mitzrit, which is very hard and very delicious. And this basket is filled with turmasim. And we're going to see that it's talking about a case of the person who touches the whole thing was an avatuma, as is going to be clear. And he put them into a mikveh, or water that was on the ground, he is not going to be limited in his contact with these turmasin. He can actually be moshit yado, v'notela turmasin mitocha, v'hein tahorin. He wants to put them in a different basket, he can go put them in a different basket. There's no problem over here, because since the whole thing is in the mikveh, and they were never mukshel kabel tumah, so they remain tahor. As long as he doesn't touch them after they were mukshel kabel tumah, but over here all the water is not in a kli that is taken off of the ground, and therefore it's not going to be mukshel kabel tumah. But the moment that he elam in a mayim, he takes them out 1 millimeter, and he's bringing them up out of that mikveh, and now there's a little bit of water that has been removed from the mikveh that's on the turmasim. At that moment, they become mukshel kabel tumah. Now, since they're mukshel kabel tumah, then any turmasin that come into contact with the basket itself, they're going to be immediately mekabel tumah, because that basket was a rishon, and they will become a sheni, and a sheni is mekabel tumah b'chulin. But the other turmasin that are in the middle of the basket, they will be tahar, because a chulin is not mekabel tuma from a sheni to become a shlishi, and because of that, they're not going to be nitma at all. You'll say, isn't the basket going to bring them together to make them one? Remember the Gavi rule. Kli is mitzaref ma shebetocho to be mekabel tuma legabe kodesh and pora, but not legabe chulin. And therefore, these turmasin, the inside turmasin, are never going to be mekabel tumah. Fine. Now, this was one approach. Okay, I guess we should face the facts that not everybody agrees with this approach. So most of the mefarshim actually learned the Mishnah the way I just said it over. The Gra understands it differently. And he says that what it's talking about over here is hanogim bekupar tameim. What it means is that the water that's all around this basket is machshir for tuma. Doesn't mean, not referring over here to the question of whether he's an avatuma or anything else. It means that since the kupa is now covered with water inside and out, that has been removed, some of it has been removed, so everything that comes into contact with that water is now going to be mukshel kabel tumah. And we're not talking about whether the turmasin or mekabel actual tumah from the basket and that he was tameh when he touched them and so on. That's not the case. Okay, so That's a very, very different way of looking at the Mishnah. It's a reference to, not to the dinim of Tumah v'Taira, but to the dinim straight out of Heksher, which of course is more likely, even though the Mishnah seems to be making it more complicated than that. Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. Perot shenaflu l'toch amat hamayim. This is one of our basic Mishnayos that is brought, where the Gemara, the Sugya, and Chulin brings up again the whole Sugya of Makshirin. So this is the famous case in which we learn out that you do not need Kavana when it comes to Netilas Yadayim or Tfilas Yadayim in Chulin. So the case over here is that these Perot, they fell in. Now, that means that you didn't want them to be washed off, so they're not mukshar lekabel tuma if they fall into this water channel that's going through your field. Somebody puts his hands into that amat hamayim, and his hands were tame. And he picks up these perot that fell in. The din is that the moment that he put his hands into the water, his hands became yadayim tahorot. And they're no longer stam yadayim. Why? Because you do not need kavana for tfilas yadayim if you're talking about chulin. That's what this Mishnah actually teaches us in Maseches Chulin. So that kavana is not a necessity. So the moment that you stuck your hands into the water, they become tar. So they're not going to be metame, these peirot, even after you take them out, because there was no heksher in this case. But how about imchishev shiidochu yadav? How about if you, when you put your hands in there, you actually wanted to wash your hands off? You weren't talking about netilas yadayim, but your hands were dirty. So you say, oh, this is great. I'll be able to wash off my hands. And then you take out the peros. Oh, imchishav shiidochu yadav. Then it's true that even though your kavana was only to wash your hands and not to do tfilas yadayim, still yadav are taorot. But since in this case you wanted the water, as we said before, you want to wash your hands, which means that any water that's taken out on your hands is considered to be tfilas on beratzain. Because of that, the peirot are mukhsh arayis lekabel tuma, and it's considered to be ki yutan dum yad lech yitain. Mishnah Chet. So, before we talk about the inyanim of the Mishnah, since we're going to need to also mention some other fascinating halachas, let's just say up front to remember that kalim are only mekabel tuma from an avatuma, and that will make a kli a rishon latuma, and that there is a special derabbanan which allows mashkim tmeim to be metatmi a kli, in particular ways, as we're going to see. And we need to remember that there's a din of hashaka. The din of hashaka is that mayim are able to become tohar, not because you could be tevel mashkin. You cannot be tevel mashkin. But mayim will become tahor because they become part of the mikveh. And therefore, if you kiss them together, that's hashaka, literally. So if you kiss them together and the waters touch, well, that makes it tameh. But what about if it's not tahor? What about if it's not mayim? What about if it's tameh honey? Or it's tameh milk? Well, those things cannot be tahor through hashaka. And therefore, there would be no way to be metayer them at all. And taking that into consideration, we can now make sense out of this Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes like this. Kedera. A kedera is made out of cheres, which means there's no way to be metayer in a mikvah. And it's meleyamayim, unetuna l'toch ha-mikvah. So if you've got a pot, which if it were mekabel tuma, it would remain tame even in a mikveh because there's no way to be metayer a kli cheres in a mikveh. You'll remember that halacha. And here it's full of water. It's inside of a mikveh. And somebody who is an av hatuma, who can be metame cheres, a kli cheres. So someone who's an av hatuma took his hand and sticks it into that kedera. So then, of course, it becomes tamia, because it makes no difference that it's in a mikveh, since it's a kli cheres. Now, suppose that person was not an av hatuma, but he was a maga tumais. So he was someone who had touched an av hatuma, but he himself was actually only a secondary tumah. So he was a Rishon and so on. If he's anything besides an avatuma, then he cannot be metame kelim. So if this person had touched a mace, which is an aviavotatuma, and he becomes an avatuma, he can be metame this kli. But if he hadn't touched a mace, he only touched someone who had touched a mace, who was an avatuma, then he becomes himself only a Rishon atuma. And a Rishon cannot be metame kelim. And therefore, the kedera would be tahora. V'shar kol hamashkin, however, if that kedera was filled not with water, but it was filled with honey, let's say, so then, if he stuck his hand into it, even though he's only a rishon letuma, the mashkin would become temeim, because they are mekabel tuma from even a rishon letuma, even if they're chulin. And chulin is mekabel tuma, it becomes a sheni, and it's mekabel tuma from a rishon. Once it's mekabel tuma, then we have the gezera derabbanan that say that mashkim tumeim are metame the kelim, and therefore it would also be metame the kli from the derabbanan. She'ein hamayim mitarim et shar hamashkin, and that's because obviously, there is no way to say, well, how could it become tamei? After all of this honey is underwater and it's touching the water in the mikveh. So what if it's touching the water in the mikveh? There's no din of tyrus mikveh on eichlin umashkin. There's only a din of hashaka. And therefore, even though it's all underwater, if somebody who is tamei, even as a rishon, touches it, it will become tamei. Okay, gentlemen, lovely. So hopefully we were Yotze the future, and we were Yotze the review. Okay. Kol Tov, see you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.